This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, keeping America rolling along and keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you're doing, too. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now from FoundersCo.com is Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
And we have a caller on the line. It is Picasso, and Picasso has a question for you. So good morning, Picasso, and what's your question?
Well, great to talk to you, Captain. Glad to hear you're doing well. And Denise, I call you Denise the Deep because of your deep information sources.
And
I could go over and get my answer probably in your website to my question, but I thought we might share this with the world a little couple seconds here. But I had a question for you. Your site is so informative. You might come over to my site. You'd enjoy that. It's not as informative, but it's more entertaining, and I'll probably, you might like that. But nevertheless, I had a question for you regarding the source of the virus, and I don't think we can get an answer from it. And before I ask the question, after I ask you the question, I got two things to make a comment, and I'm going to listen online. But have you found anything about whether, and I know we may never be able to prove this, but whether this virus have you found any information, substantial, legitimate information regarding whether it could have possibly been man-made? And before you answer the question, I know we don't have any information about victim one, which is one way that I've taken an epidemiology course here in the last about 4 weeks like the rest of us, and learning that the victim number one would tell us a lot, and we can't get that out of China. And I found some information, I don't know whether it to be true. Point number two was that possibly victim number one, and the numbers might indicate this to be true, was actually not in China, it was in Iran. And that would, if proven, would be interesting, but I just wanted to know whether you had found any information regarding the possibility that this was man-made. And, I'll talk to you again. I want to hang up and listen to what you got to say. Great to talk to you, though.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
Thanks for the question. Yes. In fact, I was just doing a paper that I had to do for Baylor University just in the last 2 hours. But it comes from what is known as a horseshoe bat. And there is a lady in Wuhan, and she's actually known as the Bat Lady. I actually wrote about this on my website at foundersco.com. I took the work of somebody else. I just reprinted it. It wasn't my work. But what is really happening here is we have these wet markets, and these wet markets not only have lack of hygiene, but it is where all kinds of animals, I mean, the business of underground Chinese people eating and breeding and selling and trafficking and marketing animals of the crazy strains, if you will, they all end up at these wet markets. And this particular bat, the horseshoe bat, this lady found quite some time ago, and that is the genesis of this. Now, as far as a virus goes, understand that all viruses are necessarily regrown in laboratories. And they do that, or they take a virus and they multiply the virus in order to study it and then apply all kinds of chemical inventories to it for the pharmaceuticals, vaccines, and all these other kinds of things. So you've got Fort Detrick. They replicate viruses there. That's been going on for quite some time. The most recent thing that they did that we certainly knew of was anthrax. And so I think that we necessarily need to understand what laboratories, scientists, virologists, meaning influenza type specialists, all do, including universities, including not just here in the United States, but across the world. For the media to tell us that we are not collaborating with certain good people in China and that China would not give any of our doctors or scientists access is false. They may not have done it in Beijing, but there are other very good people that we have been collaborating with in China, very different provinces in China, for a very, very long time. The other thing to understand is that this particular province on the outbreak of COVID-19 is an awful lot of people left Wuhan right after the Lunar Festival and traveled to parts all over the world being carriers, known and unknown.
All righty, hold that thought. And folks, our intel is telling us that China concealed the extent of the virus outbreak, and there's another hot spot in China right now that was revealed last night. We'll get to that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, going along on a Thursday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Why should I do?
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can become a member of the USCCA, but while you're thinking about doing that, trot on over to one of my Facebook pages for either the Captain's America radio show or the official Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll see a logo link right there for the USCCA. When you see that, click on that link, and it will tell you about the free gun a day giveaway that every day you can sign up for. That's number one. And number two, it'll also tell you about the free $25,000 cash giveaway after Labor Day this year, and you can sign up for that. And you can also consider becoming a member of the USCCA. Now, if you do that, depending on what level membership you join, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff. So, check them out. The official Captain's America Third Watch page or the Captain's America Radio Show page. You'll see the logo link right there. Click on that link for the USCCA and you're in business. Alrighty, Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have got a situation going on with our military operating in the Enhanced Counter-Narcotic Operation. That's, I don't know, it probably is a mission name, but I don't see it. Now, this is being operated by U.S. Southern Command. The commanding officer there, I believe, I heard General McKenzie announce it yesterday, who happens to be CENTCOM, but I heard him announcing it, and then he introduced the Southern Command General. We've got our ships involved, the Navy.
Admiral,
okay. We've got our ships involved. We've got our Navy, our Coast Guard.
What you have is some Navy warships. Additional Navy warships.
Correct.
Surveillance aircraft.
Yep.
We've got special forces.
Yep.
And that we have doubled the narcotics forces to address this. It
Correct.
Is being supported, not necessarily participating,
yep.
but it is endorsed, that's probably a better name,
mm-hmm.
by 22 other countries.
Yep.
Now, what this really is, so you can't necessarily understand, this is to take down Maduro. Let's not forget that yesterday when this was announced that Attorney General Barr was standing right there. It was only last week that Attorney General Barr announced not only Maduro, but I think, what was it, 12 or 16 people in his regime.
Mm-hmm.
He has got criminal complaints against them
right.
for narcotics trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is this is to take down Maduro.
Mm-hmm. So,
but, I mean, the Trump administration offered, what was it, a $15 million reward for Maduro's arrest?
They did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Now, the other thing that's going on here is that our U.S. intel is showing us, and it was announced yesterday at the briefing, that China has concealed the extent of the virus outbreak. And one of the things that's kind of ironic is the death totals are remaining constant in China.
Maybe kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
According to China, it is, but mm-hmm. not according to anybody else.
No.
Now, we have a... It's interesting they call it a county, not a province or
right.
a town, but they have a county called the Jia County
mm-hmm.
in Pingdingshan. That's the city of Pingdingshan. It's got 600,000 residents, and I've been to China, spent a month there, mainland China, and so 600,000 in the United States would be a pretty sizable city, but there it's really called a village because there's so many people crammed in the place. But anyway, they have locked down Pingxingshan in Jia County, 600,000 people, and in order to leave, they have to have a permit.
Wow.
And they have to, yes, to leave their homes, and they must have their temperature taken coming and going, and they are required to wear face masks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we have another situation here. Now, wonder what Beijing, the Communist Chinese Communist Party, has to say about this one. I haven't seen anything just yet, but this is coming to us from what is known as the South China Morning Post.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Now, Congressman Adam Schiff and his little buddy Jerry Nadler are urging their colleagues to bring forth a resolution or whatever to create a 9/11-style commission to probe the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic, citing references, well, we did it in World War II, we did it in Korea, we did it in Vietnam, and we might as well do it now. What's this all about?
Well, he did his tweet... Adam Schiff's tweet, in all candor, did not mention Trump's handling.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mention Trump's name. He just said how we are handling, how the United States is handling this particular situation. So, I mean, we can assume that he was really pointing to Trump, but he did not use Trump in his tweet.
Well, that's what everybody is saying. I know. I don't.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm just being fair. He didn't use mm-hmm. Trump's name. Anyway, I'm fine with this, to be honest with you, because I don't think that anybody. Can you imagine, for the sake of argument, that we've got Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden in the White House handling this?
No.
Okay. Need we say more?
Now, did you hear the...
And here's the other thing. This is important, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. A lot of people don't know this. If we go back to Trump's February State of the Union address,
yep.
he mentioned the virus.
Yes, he did.
State of the Union address.
Yes,
and nobody is paying attention. And that is what Nancy Pelosi tore up.
Yeah.
Tore up the speech.
Yeah. Now, the president is saying that he would be more than happy to chat with Joe Biden about the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic, and I don't know where that's going to go. They're apparently negotiating or whatever.
Trump's trolling him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because Biden's not going to talk to him.
Well, Biden made the comment, he started it first, that he'd like to talk to the president. That's what
he
said.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, well, what's going on with AOC? What is she doing where she's backing some people that want to strike? Is that the healthcare workers I've been hearing about in New York?
I don't know. I haven't paid any attention to her.
Well, she apparently is backing some strikers, people that are on strike, and the only people...
I think those are the people that are in Instacart and Amazon.
Oh, you're right. Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they feel like they're working in unsafe working conditions, given all of this virus stuff in New York. So,
they want hazardous duty pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is what the federal workers want, too. And apparently they're going to get the president said, I don't have any problem with that. But anyway, that's what it is. All right, let's talk about the U.S.
Those are for the frontline workers. Those are for the medical personnel.
Okay, now let's talk about the USS Theodore Roosevelt over in Guam. An aircraft carrier, 5,000 people roughly aboard it, sailors, submarines. 3,000 sailors are now about to leave the carrier to be quarantined amidst the COVID-19 outbreak that's there on that ship. I don't know what they're going to do with the rest of them. I guess you're going to sanitize the ship.
They're going to pretty much take everybody off. There's 1,000 off of it already in hotel rooms in Guam. I think what we're doing is we're doing some force rotations here because we cannot leave the ship idle. It's got too much sensitive stuff on it.
Armed to the teeth.
As well as a nuclear plant on it.
Yep.
So, tough letter that the captain had to send out to the Navy and say, I don't have any choice. I got to do this. So, This is where we are with this one. Now, they're not saying where that the infection started or how it started. Somebody was referring to it may have started by a visit that was made to Vietnam.
Yep, I heard that.
There was some pushback that was not confirmed, and it could have gone back as far as when it was deployed out of San Diego.
Correct. And we'll just have to drop it there, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back. And, Denise, you have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the military news from the branches, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines, and some veterans news, too. I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I got Obama's phone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House said security has been stepped up for Dr. Anthony Fauci. There are growing threats to his personal safety as some choose to believe he's facilitating a hoax. On CBS, he was asked if the number of deaths estimated at 200,000 was a rough number.
He said, if we all believe it is true and follow the guidelines, we can lower those numbers.
The more we push to really very, very strictly adhere to the guidelines of physical separation, I believe we can modify that. We can't just throw our hands up and say, that's inevitably going to happen.
The White House is also discussing recommendations that Americans wear face masks. They said, yes, but first priority, above all, was medical professionals that are on the front lines. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, program note, an hour from now, Bo Browning will be with us from the National Aviation Academy, giving us an update on the classes and what's going on there. Also, you can check them out by going to their website, naa.edu, or calling them at 800-659-2080. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know, folks, that more and more of the young folks coming out of high school are not going off to college. They're actually coming out of high school and coming out of a technical school, vocational school, where they've learned a trade that they believe is going to be their ticket to ride. And in most cases, they don't understand that because some of the professions they're going to get into are union, they're not going to start at the top of the payroll ladder. They're going to start as a more than likely probationary or work for a year as an apprentice in some cases, and they're going to be an 80%er where they get 80% of whatever the starting salary is. They don't get the full salary. And that's what they do these days in the unions. They've been doing it for quite a few years now.
So that being said, if you want the opportunity to make, $60,000 a year, 40 hours a week, and you want to learn to work in a job where you are your boss, your own boss, and you work at whatever your God-given ability is, and the more you do, the more you make. It's that simple. It's an aviation maintenance tech. So check out the National Aviation Academy, because they can fill that void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 per year. Check them out and find out more by going to the website, NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Their number is 800-659-2080 or naa.edu. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you. That's going to open the door wide open for you. And that's what you want. And good luck. Bo Browning, like I say, will be here in about an hour on the telephone. We'll be talking about what's going on. Okay, the Army ROTC, Cadet Summer Training Program, where they do that 2 weeks of training. Usually it used to be the ROTC went to a place called Indiantown Gap, Pennsylvania. And that is all up in the air and uncertain right now amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Army senior leaders could decide as early as this week on what to do about the ROTC cadet summer training in light of the epidemic, the pandemic that's sweeping the world and the country. Stay tuned for more. That would only add, I would think, to some of their training because of what they teach them in those two-week programs that they have. By the way, the Navy is saying that Tom Cruise was asked to pilot a Super Hornet in the new movie sequel to Top Gun. And by all accounts, it's going to serve up that unprecedented thrill ride. Remember that movie, the original movie? And it's going to be performed by Tom Cruise under those tremendous G's that they face when they're flying around doing what they're doing. And, of course, he'll have the famous Goose as his navigator with him, weapons specialist, too. By the way, hours after a leaked letter from the commanding officer of the embattled carrier, Theodore Roosevelt, pleading for more support from the Navy leaked to the public, the head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet told reporters he was working as fast as he could to get a plan in place to rotate the sailors off the ship. Now, they've already started to do that. 1,000 off already, 3,000 more coming off, being quarantined right there in Guam. And the Navy has said they cannot afford to slow down the pilot training amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Stopping the spread of the COVID-19 in the Navy requires the best practices. Not that they aren't always conducive to pilot training. The service says it can't afford to slow down at all. They need to keep pushing the pilots out. Now, in the Air Force commanders say that they can now ease up on hair grooming standards to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The Air Force is easing up on hair length grooming standards for airmen and airwomen to prevent the spread of the COVID-19. 23 Air Force organizations and 1,840 billets with space-related missions are now slated to transfer to the Space Force within the next 3 to 6 months. So the Space Force is taking shape. And not to be outdone by any stretch of the imagination, the Marine Corps' rotation to Australia has been delayed over the COVID-19. The annual six-month rotation by Marines to Australia has been delayed as the COVID-19 continues to spread. Everything's up in the air. Many units, even in the Army and the Air Force, are not transferring or moving around like they would normally be doing. Now, the 1st Marine Division has said there will be no more busing of any of their members to the 29 Palms base in California for training, for at least the time being. Normally, they would be bussed out of Camp Pendleton to 29 Palms. I can remember seeing the buses on the road. And normally they would do that, but it's just not going to happen this time. So they're slowing things down, and that's what they're doing. Also, the Space Force has awarded contracts worth as much as $1 billion for some new modems. The Space Force awarded L3 Technologies and Raytheon Space and Airborne Systems contracts worth as much as $1 billion for the development and production of new modems that will help with the protected satellite communications. We'll see how all that plays out. The National Guard, by the way, the Army National Guard has completed its transition from a paper-based personnel and pay system to an internet and app-based one. At the same time, as the Guard activations are increasing rapidly to deal with the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the latest National Guard update, 16,310 troops have been activated. 16,310 troops. Five states and the District of Columbia are all on Title 32 status right now, too. And one of the National Guardsmen, New Jersey Army National Guard Captain Douglas Hickok, died from the coronavirus. He was the first service member to die from it. Also, the COVID-19 virus is spreading in veterans' homes around the country. The mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts, got a letter over the weekend that deeply disturbed him from a World War II vet that was 95. He said, "I survived Guam. I can get through this BS," as he's making a full recovery now from the COVID-19. And there's some of that going on in the veterans hospitals, too. I mean, it's all around. There doesn't seem to be any place where it's not at. So people have to understand that we really got to pay close attention to what we're doing. Now, the social distancing, I might add, according to what we're seeing here, appears to be working. It appears to be helping to turn the tide, the social distancing. How long it's going to stay that way, nobody knows. But it's certainly going to be that way for the time being. And I will be right back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. There's a lot of money news tonight, a lot of financial news we're going to get into with him. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's Donna Fiducia. She's probably sitting up there right now in Carrollwood, Georgia, listening to us on 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah! Out there to all the guys and gals of Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, you know, this segment of the program is brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and I just want to tell you that they're still open from 9 to 3. They're open for lunch. All the great sandwiches are there. What you do now is you call ahead if you want to place an order, and it'll be ready when you get there. You pick it up at the deli window right there on the outside on the front porch. But their phone number is 941-748-5829. And if you want to order something and sit there on the front porch at one of the picnic tables and have something to eat, you can do that too. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, they've got the Captain's Club. Boy, is that a sandwich. Now, they've also got the Mixon's Renowned Cuban Sandwich. They've also got the pot roast sandwich piled high, covered with Swiss cheese. They got the BLT with the Applewood Bacon. They got the Amazing Superman and Nightclub Subs. They've also got the Forklift Burger, large and in charge. And, of course, when you finish, you got to get the Orange Swirl Ice Cream. That's the dessert, and that's what you got to get. So, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, give them a call, place your order, 941-748-5829, or you can just stop by, walk up to the Mixon's Deli window right there on the front porch, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, and enjoy yourself some really good food. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it seems the Treasury Department, what they were saying Monday about Social Security and how you had to apply and tax returns and all that stuff to get it, they totally reversed themselves yesterday.
Yeah, well, government's flip-flopping all over the place. I mean, first we're told, no, don't wear masks. Now they may go back and say to wear masks. The other part of the stimulus package with the loans for small businesses, they put out an application yesterday on the U.S. Treasury site that is absolutely useless, according to the lenders, because the lenders have got to come up with their own stuff. So a lot of fumbling and bumbling, many things out there. And there's not a lot of straight answers. It's not a good experience for people out there. They're screwing it up.
Well, I've got something in front of me about the Small Business Administration and the CARES Act, the Paycheck Protection Loan Program for Small Businesses. It says the Paycheck Protection Loan Program is designed to provide relief to small businesses affected by COVID-19 so they can retain workers and maintain payroll and other debt organizations. It is a short-term loan for 90 days, it looks like, and it shows how to go about doing it by going to your bank and asking for the loan, and it's supposedly guaranteed by the government to get it, if you can qualify.
Treasury put out an application yesterday on their site, and, you know, many people went out and filled it out and, you know, went to their lender, and their lenders were like, no, this application doesn't work. It might have something done by Thursday or Friday. These loans are supposed to be starting to go out by Friday. So, yeah, there's obviously some miscommunication out there.
Yeah. And by the way, the mortgage relief we're hearing, Steve Mnuchin came out and said it's only for those people who have lost their jobs. Because I know people that went to the bank that hadn't lost their jobs, and they were trying to get their mortgages renegotiated and done whatever to them, and they couldn't get it done because they weren't involved. They weren't eligible.
Well, you still have to pay the mortgage. Just people don't understand. You could still go refinance your loan if you can get your interest rates that much lower. Basically, the mortgage program was to basically you don't pay for the next 3 months, and then it gets tacked down at the end of your mortgage. You got to pay an additional 3 months, and you have to pay the additional interest as well. So it wasn't like any sort of forgiveness or anything like that. It was basically a break for 3 months.
Now, yesterday we had kind of an off day with the market. It was off 4%, and all of a sudden I just went over, because I haven't even looked at the futures until right now, and here we go again. Everything is green, solid green.
Well, we'll see. It doesn't mean anything at this point in time. We've seen the futures bounce around all over the place. Again, people waiting for some sort of news in regards to a treatment that's going to work, that can get people back to work. There's been a lot of gloom and doom in regards to the death toll that's out there. Even where's people talking about the amount of infections? I'm telling people out here, and I think it's a bit of a misnomer. People don't seem to understand a lot of the reasons. One of the reasons why you're seeing infections go up to such a great degree is that many of the tests as well were administered 2 weeks ago, and some of the earlier tests, it took almost 2 weeks to get an answer and whether or not somebody was positive. So we're waiting. You know, a lot of these tests are coming back now. Now some of the tests are going to be much, much quicker.
5 minutes.
Well, that one comes out. The phone from Abbott Labs, and that should be ready very, very shortly. So we're going to do additional testing, and it's going to happen much, much quicker. Hopefully we're going to get some sort of answer when it comes to the utilizing blood plasma and antibodies, so we can kind of recognize who's had it. It was symptomatic, and then they can get back to work sooner rather than later. Because every day that goes by, there's going to be another small business around the country that's not going to open up again, and that's a sad reality we have now. The longer this, the longer that this thing goes on, the reality is you're not going to get any sort of V recovery. You're not going to get some sort of magical bounce back. It's going to take much, much longer for the economy to recover.
Okay, and folks, I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to the Watchdog on Wall Street website. Now, we're being told that the airlines are facing what one of the CEOs at an airline called the deepest crisis they've ever had.
Well, yeah, I can't think of really anything much bigger than this. There was, you know, the temporary shutdown after September 11th, which obviously was a hit. But you basically, they're flying around the country, but the planes are for the most part empty. They've cut back on their flights. They're maintaining their staffs. They're not furloughing workers, so they still have that cost that they have to deal with as well. So, yeah, I really can't think of a bigger crisis than nobody can fly from point A to point B. You have no customers. It's pretty big.
By the way, you're up there in New York, and one of the big things in New York is they always have a lot of rentals there. They seem to be able to put more people in an apartment than what the apartment holds, and there's a lot of that going on. And the landlords now are being squeezed between April the 1st and getting their rent and overdue loans that are in there. And, I mean, you name it, it's going on right now. How's that working out in New York?
I've been talking about this for a while. It's been part of the changes that we've had in real estate all around the country, and that how people are doing business, many businesses allowing people to work from home and whatnot. There's going to be a major issue when it comes to real estate, in particular commercial real estate, which is going to take a major, major hit after this. It is what it is. I mean, businesses are going to go to their landlords and say, hey, listen, we were able to stay afloat, during this thing, and we had people working from home. This piece of office space that I have is not as valuable as what I'm paying, and you're either going to renegotiate my rent or we're going to end up leaving at the end of the lease. So commercial space is going to come way, way down, without a doubt. It was already happening in regards to a lot of retail space around the country due to Amazon stores shutting down, but it's going to definitely you're going to see much, much cheaper real estate prices on the commercial side.
Now, since you're talking about real estate, it was noted yesterday that loan applications to purchase U.S. homes declined for a third straight quarter.
It's going to really get bad. You get certain real estate agents and offices, they can't sell homes now. And a lot of the homes that they had that were under contract, people are backing out because obviously they're scared based upon what's going on. And many of them are backing out because they think that the residential real estate market is going to drop as well after this because people are going to be somewhat afraid to spend.
Yep.
So, and right now, it's shutdown. So real estate agents aren't making any money either.
I just figured out how to get you back to Florida.
How's that?
The virus plan now includes emergency trading down here in Florida, moving the New York Stock Exchange office to Florida.
New York Stock Exchange, believe it or not, has several different places that they have to keep off-site and whatnot just for...
I know they got one in Miami.
After September 11th.
I know they got one in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after September 11th. Well, they had them anyway, but after September 11th, they even expanded upon that.
All right, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Friday. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, and see all the great things that he puts together. All right, we're going to go to the top of the hour break. And, look at this, Tropicana, the Tropicana Hotel was sold for the cost of 5 months' rent to a buyer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Mm-hmm.